This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. I'm Nicole and I'm joined by my co-hosts Adam and Rebecca.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Peachy doing? Keen.
Yeah, feeling
peachy keen.
Chatty, feeling feisty, you know.
Well, we have a chatty little episode coming up because we asked our listeners over on the Instagrams if they have a space that they can describe to us that they want to put plants in. We would recommend some plants for that space. So we have some people that wrote in, so I'm excited to read those. But first, we're going to catch up.
Ooh.
My lungs are just like going south from COVID. And it's kind of funny because I guess I'll start with my ketchup. It's kind of funny because I didn't cough the whole time I was sick. And then I started feeling better. And then I started coughing. And now I can't, like, it's almost like I can't take a deep breath. Like I can't catch my breath.
Yeah.
So anytime I talk for too long periods, or like I'm at a wedding and I'm trying to gather a wedding party and they won't listen, or I'm laughing, it like makes it 10 times worse. And it sucks. Wow. So I apologize if I sound like...
I didn't think about the wedding part of it because you really have to scream. Like some wedding parties get quite rambunctious.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to like... Like I'm holding back coughing a lot because I don't want to like just start, because you heard my cough just a little while ago and it like it's a very dry, it's very like there's nothing there, like there's no post nasal drip, there's no like I'm not stuffy at all, it's just my lungs are super weak. So it sounds like I'm dying when I cough and people look at me like, bitch, put a mask on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
That's not fun.
Hopefully. Yeah. And I've been sleeping. I've been putting Vicks on at night. This shit's toxic, isn't it? Like,
is
it? Can't be is good. It? I don't know, because like I'll put it on and it'll get like super cold and it literally opens up my airways. Like it feels relieving. But I'm like, how is this doing this? This is a topical ointment.
It's like a...
Well, I mean, it's got...
It's like an oil in it. Yeah.
Like menthol, like pepperminty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should just use essential oils and stay away from the Vicks. I don't know. I'm sus on Vicks.
You're sus on Vicks?
I don't know why.
I love Vicks. I used to like put it in a boiling pot of water and like have a towel over and like inhale...
Oh.
And just let my nose drip into the pot of water.
And then you're inhaling all your snot fumes.
Exactly.
Love that.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that.
Yeah. That was my mom's like cure-all. She's like, did you do Vicks? Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what Jay was telling me to do. And he's like, got this extra strength one because he had COVID like 2 months ago. And I'm like, okay, this shit works really well, but... Why? Like, I want to know why it works so well. You know,
Vicks safe?
That sounds like a question for the YouTubes.
Yeah.
Go down a rabbit hole of Vicks.
Let's Google that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's going to be some article out there talking about how it's toxic, and there's going to be some article saying that it's great. Like, it's very confusing.
You know, like the little tampon looking thing that you can shove up your nose and sniff?
Oh, I love
those.
Oh my gosh, me too, but so unsanitary.
It yeah. is actually.
And then like you got to label it yours, because then what if somebody else gets sick and they're like, ooh, it's a nose stick. And then like you're just sharing snot.
Raw dogging the nose stick.
I really like the nasal mm-hmm. sprays. Like if my nose is clogged.
Afrin. Yes.
I cannot.
Afrin, fuck me up with some Afrin.
I don't think I use Afrin. I don't know which one I have.
It is bad. It, like it says on there you shouldn't use it more than 2 or 3 days, and doctors won't even prescribe it anymore because it's so addicting.
Really?
Yeah. So I'll only use it like 2 days and then I have to get off of it because it's like a
Mama
steroid.
Just needs a hit.
I just need a hit. I've never heard of this.
Hit of that Afrin. Yes.
I just use like an
just gotta go clean.
Normal one. I don't even know what.
Do you use Flonase? Because that's not addictive.
I don't know what it is, but it has like a gray cap. There's like several nasal sprays from this brand, but only the one with the gray cap works to clear my nose, and I do not remember. So that's not helpful at all. But like one time my nose was clogged and we were visiting Daniel's family, and like he went and got me this spray, but he didn't get the one with the gray cap, so my nose was still clogged. And I was like, you didn't get the right one.
Well, it wasn't Afrin, because let me tell you, you would have been like,
you're freaking worthless, Daniel. This is the wrong one. Do you not know anything?
Do you know
gray,
anything?
Gray, cap, or bust?
Yeah. I don't even know if I knew the difference at that point. So now I just don't even mess with it. I think it's like the extra strength with eucalyptus or something. I don't even know. But if your nose gets clogged, Nicole, I would suggest that. Do you remember the other day when I was running around looking for my phone charger?
Did you just find it?
Did you find it?
I just lifted up this little piece of fabric, and guess what was under it? My fucking phone charger. Okay. I spiraled for like 3 hours after that because I was so embarrassed. I felt like a teenager. And then I went and bought a new phone charger.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Well, there anyway. It is. Now you have an extra one.
I remember because you were on the phone. You were like, why am I like this?
Yeah, I was like, I'm so stupid. Yeah. Really negative self-talk.
Me and Adam are both like, you don't just have one there plugged in. And you're like, yeah, usually. You don't have a charger? Yeah, I do. Thanks, guys. You're no help.
Yeah. Well, it was like, all of my chargers suddenly broke and I couldn't find mm-hmm. any. And then my life was over. And then it was a spiral, a negative self-talk spiral.
Yeah.
No, see, this happens to me in my car. Like my car chargers are always breaking. And then I forget. And then I have no battery and I get in the car to go drive somewhere for an hour. And I'm like, shoot, I forgot to replace this car charger. Like that's where that happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so back to my lungs. So, you know, hopefully they'll repair themselves over time, but it's been quite a struggle. I only have 3 weddings left this year, so I won't be doing much yelling after that. So hopefully I can give them a little rest, you know, let them take a little nap.
What about like a nice steam? What about like boil some noodles and just breathe in the steam?
Yeah. Noodles. Okay.
And you're cooking dinner and you're
well, I'm just saying kill two birds
like
one
two
stone.
Two birds, one stone. Got it.
Cook dinner, get a facial, you know.
Well, like that's
a
random
steam
thing.
Facial.
Let's, cook dinner let's and get a facial.
That's what she said. Facial. Oh. Yeah, you know what? That's true. Steam. I have not done the steam yet. Although I do take a bath like every night. But
you
know what? It's not like steamy.
It's those characters from those Mucinex commercials are just like watching TV in your lungs.
Those little blobs.
I hate those so much because
they're so ugly.
I'm like, ew. Why do we have to personify everything?
I mean, yeah.
I'm like, now I don't want to hawk you up. I don't want to break up the family.
No, I'm breaking them up. Anytime I like get sick and like there's like green stuff coming out, I'm like, yes, I got it out.
Yeah,
you know? It's like a proud like
yeah
I'm winning.
And then they say when you blow your nose and it's clear, that means like you're no longer contagious.
Oh,
so
really
it's a good way to tell. Yeah, I don't know how true that is, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, that makes sense. I thought the green stuff, I've heard that the green stuff means your body's like fighting something. So I guess it makes sense. Like once your body has fought it, then you're good.
But yeah, so that's my update. I'm just trying to catch a break. How about you guys? Adam, go.
Well, I've been off coffee for like a week now.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
No coffee.
You're joining me.
I switched this over to the matcha. So every morning I have my little matcha with my little whisk.
Okay, how is that going? Did you get headaches?
I did get headaches the first few days, like pretty bad. But matcha still has caffeine in it.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Yeah, so I've been really enjoying making my matchas. And mostly it was because my friend Chrissy was here and she loved the matcha. And so I made her one because we have all the stuff. Like we have the kit with the bowl and the bamboo whisk.
The whisk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask if you have the whisk thing.
Yeah, so I've been doing that. But she got me, when she was here, we went to Starbucks to get her normal drink. And I will say I will never drink that again in my entire life. She orders a matcha and lemonade, hold the lemonade, sub peach juice.
Oh.
So it's like matcha and lemonade, but like what would be the lemonade? She just makes them put peach juice. It was so sweet. My teeth hurt immediately after taking the first drink.
Wow.
I've heard that matcha from Starbucks is bad.
Like, well, I didn't taste good. Much matcha. I just tasted full on peach juice. It was like peach juice only.
I don't know if I've ever had the matcha from Starbucks.
Sorry, I like Chrissy, matcha. I know you're listening, but the drink was shit. Okay.
Have you, do you make it yourself? Like, do you froth it and all that?
Yeah, yeah. And we bought some syrup. So I bought some peppermint syrup for like a little Christmas time matcha. Peppermint matcha.
Oh, look at you. Stick a candy cane in it.
Yeah. I bought some vanilla. So my vanilla matcha. And I'm going to get some strawberry puree to have strawberry matchas. Okay. I'm just a matcha boy. You
that's
know?
Yummy. Did you say you're going to buy strawberry puree?
Or,
is that something that's sold?
Is it? I don't know. I don't eat fruits.
You could.
You don't eat
you
fruits?
Don't eat fruit?
Huh?
No. Because then, like, you have to, like, wash them and then the tiny bugs that are in them. Like, I do. Like, I just had an apple before we got on this.
Okay. Well, that's fruit.
Okay. I was just very concerned.
You don't eat berries? You don't like berries?
I don't like berries.
No, because. You out? Okay.
I don't like. Because you have to wash everything and then I don't know how to store it. Like, there's a lot of stressful things.
Yeah.
And my ex used to just, like, she would just buy it at the store and not rinse it and just like pop it in her mouth and I'm like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, you don't you don't do that unless you're growing it in your backyard yourself.
Becca, do you do that?
I don't know.
let's think back to San Diego.
I can see
no,
it
we wash the
second
fruit.
Ago goes, that's disgusting, and Becca's just like
disassociating. I'm like, all right, wait, back to San Diego, what did I do?
Well, no, I'm saying we washed the fruit we bought in San Diego. You didn't just like raw dog it and start eating strawberries out of the thing.
No,
did you?
No, I normally do wash my fruit, but it's not like I do it every single time because people get real intense about washing their berries and like I'm like it doesn't, I don't know.
You gotta do like the vinegar, the baking soda.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't do
but
all that.
Have you seen the TikToks of people doing it and the water after they do it?
Yeah, see, that's what bothers me about the fruits. And then I'm just like, I'm not going to eat fruit.
Okay, I mean, look at it before I put it in my mouth so I'm not, like, eating a bug. But at the same time, it's like you don't even know if you're eating the bug. And what's it going to hurt?
And it's protein.
Yeah, it's not the bug that I would necessarily be worried about either. It's, like, all the shit, like, the pesticides.
Yeah,
but if
you're
buying organic, then... Okay.
Which, who can afford that? I mean,
yeah, no shit.
In this economy?
In this economy?
I do have a fruit wash, but it makes my apples taste weird. So I don't know. It's hard. Water. We'll do water, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so strawberry puree. What's the best way to get that? Just immersion blend of strawberry?
You put strawberries in a blender.
Well,
see, but then I don't have a blender.
I would boil them. I would cut the strawberries up and put them in a pan and cook them down to make a puree.
And then that's smash what I would
do. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's also well, like,
a little jar.
That's like halfway to strawberry jam.
Pretty much, yeah. Without the sugar additive.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I need to try that with my matcha. But anyway, I've been enjoying my matcha journey, you know?
Okay. So why'd you give up coffee?
Well, I felt like I crashed a lot in mid-afternoon.
Okay.
I don't know, because I don't eat breakfast. I never eat breakfast. My first meal of the day is at 11 when Steve makes me lunch, okay?
Okay. Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's almost like your intermediate fasting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the night before, I'm just like scarfed down every bit of chocolate that's in the house.
Okay, then never mind.
For like
you're
a
not
whole
intermediate
hour.
Fasting.
Yeah. And then I go to sleep with all of that shit on my teeth.
And then, you don't brush your teeth?
You don't brush
you
your teeth?
I mean, sometimes I do, but sometimes I'm just like swishing water around. Like, it's going to help me.
Yeah.
I have to get the shit out before I go to bed.
We've discussed dental shame. Which, have you been to the...
Nope.
We haven't talked about dental shame
so
in a while.
So the matcha is so good, and I don't really feel the effects.
Listen, me and Adam have not been to the dentist since Becca's been, which was pre-pregnancy, might I add. But that's okay. You know,
that's
one
fine.
Foot in front of the other.
I'm still alive. That is a win.
It's a win. And you're going to just make your teeth whiter by not drinking coffee. So,
yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, the coffee. I just don't think coffee and empty stomach. I felt myself like getting jittery. It gave me anxiety sometimes. I don't know. It's just weird. So I thought maybe I'll try not drinking coffee. And it was a rough couple of days. But I'm kind of happy with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I'd still drink coffee. It's just, I would wake up, pour a mug of coffee, start working, and then I'd fill my cup back up when it was empty. Like, I had two or three cups of coffee every morning, you know?
And you have it, like, black. You have no additives.
Yeah, no, there's nothing in there. It's just black, so.
Which is better.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, I need breakfast. I can't function.
Yeah, I just don't do breakfast. But also, our fridge stresses me out. I got to be honest. It's a small fridge. It's an older fridge. It's 90% condiments, and you touch one thing and eight things fall over. It's
okay. Well, we need to fix
organized.
That.
When am I coming over? I can't throw anything away because that would be the end of the world for
Steve.
Listen,
if it's expired, it's going in the fucking trash. Mm-hmm. Okay. We don't play that shit here.
I need Marie Kondo to come do my fridge.
Yeah. My mom, when she visited me one time, she cleaned out my fridge and I was so embarrassed. She's like, half this is expired. Why are you holding on to it? And I was like, oh, I don't want to waste the food. But it was already expired. I had already wasted it. So I was like, all right, let's just get rid of this.
Yeah.
It's hard
to have a really hard time throwing out food. Which I can understand that. Like, no one enjoys throwing food away. You know, it's wasteful. Sometimes I look at it and I'm like, would my dogs benefit from this? Because I'd rather give it to somebody instead of the trash.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
it's
leaving
hard.
Expired food in your fridge is not a good thing to do. Toss it.
Toss
or your
it.
Cabinets. Check your spices, people. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast and you're at home in your kitchen, go to your spice cabinet and check your spices because I will never. Yeah, they expire. And it has any type of cayenne or spice in it, there will be little tiny maggots in the bottom of your spice jar.
What?
Happened to me. Little bugs get in. I don't know where they come from. This is like a fungus gnat situation, okay?
See, but flour has bugs in it too, which is why my mom always told me to put flour in the freezer for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because I put flour into my countertop once in a cute little like clear container, and then like a week later I saw all these like tunnels in there. I was like, what the my mom was like, did you put it in the freezer for 24 hours? And I was like, no. And she goes, there's always bugs in flour.
I did not know that. And I have my flower in a cute little clear container.
Well, look for tunnels.
I've never noticed tunnels. Ew.
When I was younger, we used to get these like little, they were in I call them pantry bugs, but they were like little tiny brown bugs that like burrowed through the bottom of your like cardboard, your pantry, your stuff in your pantry. So like think cereal. I would be eating my Frosted Flakes and I would be like, is that a bug or is that just a burnt part of Frosted Flakes? And like 5 out of 10 times it was a bug. And I was just like, I haven't bought Frosted Flakes in a while. That didn't traumatize me a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I can understand that.
Did you guys ever deal with those bugs or is it just, it's just my poor ass?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. I remember going to a friend's house and like one of my friends had roaches. That's a whole different battle, but I felt so bad because she didn't want anybody to spend the night because like if you've ever had roaches, you know, when you turn the lights off, they come out and then you turn the lights on and they scatter. And I spent the night one night, made the mistake of going into the kitchen for some water.
Did you scream?
Yeah.
How can you not? I mean, it's
jarring. It's okay. It's okay. That's so normal. It's totally fine. Yeah. I felt so bad.
This reminds me of a movie that I used to watch when I was younger called Joe's Apartment or something. And it had...
Oh, yeah.
It was about this... Was it Joe's Apartment?
Yes. Yes. Was it a show or a movie?
Jerry O'Connell. It was a movie. Jerry O'Connell was in it.
Yeah, and there was all these roaches in it, right?
Yeah.
And they were like talking to him. I'm having these vague memories of this movie.
Joe's Apartment. Okay. Watch it, kids.
Okay.
I've never heard of this. When my parents moved into their house, the house, not my childhood home, but the one that they moved into after I graduated, there was a mouse problem. And they would find, like, they had, like, napkins in the pantry, and they'd find them all ripped up because they were making, like, a little nest. That took them a while to get rid of. Like, I don't know. Stuff like that, I do think it is pretty normal, like, to get stuff like that.
Yeah, unless you have traps all over the place or, like, you're actively killing the rodents or the pests. It's like, well,
yeah,
just cohabitating. Is that the word?
Exactly. Okay, but...
Yeah, my me and the spiders.
Vanya has a snake problem. Snakes keep getting into her house.
In the house?
Yes.
Lydia with 8 dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And she's handled it like a pro. I got to be honest, because I would not. I would be like, burn it and move we're out. Moving. Like,
yeah.
No way. But she's caught them in the sticky traps that she's like laid down for the scorpions, you know, because that's what we have to do here. And so she's also become a pro at getting snakes out of sticky traps because she doesn't want to kill the snake, you know. But basically, she just like dumps a bunch of olive oil in there and it just wriggles itself out because the olive oil gets between the scales and lets it. So you just saute it for the birds, you know. So when the when it gets away, the bird just,
perfect. Why is it spicy?
Oh, God.
But no.
I never live in the desert.
If I ever had a snake in my house... I honestly don't know what I'd do. I would never be able to sleep again. I'm kind of
shocked that because you have such a strong phobia of snakes that you live in Arizona, like because you found them in your pool.
Yeah, but they're just like small. And now that I know that they eat scorpions, I'm like, okay, you're cool. Like you guys are cool. But like if I saw a rattlesnake, fuck no. No way.
I will never forget when we were doing Becca and Dan's photo shoot on Mount Lemmon.
And I'm just stomping around.
And she's just frolicking through the mountains in her bare ass feet. And she's just like in this dress that she hand sewn. And we heard what we thought was like possibly a snake. And you're like, what the fuck was that? And you froze. You didn't want to keep going.
No, I turn into a fainting goat around snakes. Like, I just rigor mortis and, like, can't move.
Yeah. You're like, Becca, put your goddamn shoes on your feet. She's like, oh.
She was a fairy.
It's fine. She was a fairy. Yeah. I used to run around the desert barefoot all the time, which is actually really dumb. Don't do that. But I was a kid, so. And then I did it again as an adult, so I don't have an excuse, but. Becca,
we
pics were great, folks.
You.
What was that?
Well, the pics were great. I love those photos of us.
I said, Becca, we need the update.
Okay. Oh, here's my update.
I went a little long.
Sorry.
I went back to the gym. I officially have entered my hot mom era.
Yeah, you have.
Yes. And I have been like going on walks and stuff, but generally I'm very like, I'm not like trying to bounce back. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm like, if when it felt good, I was going to start working out again. And so I was like, all right, I'm ready to do this. And I'm almost 5 months postpartum and it feels like the right time. And so I took Nora to the childcare center, and like, I feel like anytime a baby goes, they get really excited. Like, yeah. I would, if I was working there and it was a bunch of like 5 year old kids running around, like being crazy.
And then a little baby.
Yeah. And then like a little baby walks in and it's like, oh, sorry, I have to hold the baby. Like, ew.
Oh, well.
Right. Like,
fend for yourself, toddlers.
Exactly. So they were all like really excited. And she cried probably for a lot of it because when I picked her up, she was sleeping, but she was doing that thing like, you know, when they're like,
oh,
you know what I mean? So yeah. I hate
Wait,
to think about
it. Does the gym have a big open window that you can walk past and look at your kids?
No. They have like a little one. But yeah, no big open window. It's kind of tucked away.
See, the gym I worked in had this gigantic window. So like parents can literally see their kids while they're working out. Like the treadmills were right there.
Oh, that's nice.
That was nice, but it was also kind of creepy.
See, yeah, as a parent, that sounds great. As an employee, I don't like that. Because then the parent will be like, why'd you do that specific thing? Like, why'd you, you know what I mean? Like, micromanage
But not
you?
Only that, like, I don't know. My mind just goes to, like, creeps. Yeah.
Okay.
And you're, like, changing diapers and shit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I used to work in a daycare in a gym. Like, I took a shift every so often, and it was not a very comfortable like situation to be in, but anyway, I had to set the scene. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm glad, you know, after you say that, I'm glad we don't have the window. No window.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that she was not happy to be there, but it is good for her to be exposed to like daycare settings and like people that are not me and Daniel, so like it'll be good in the end.
Yeah.
And like the class was great. Like it was actually kind of wild how I just got back into it, and obviously like it was hard, but it didn't feel like that hard, and I was like, oh, okay. Like I literally have not worked out in a year because I stopped around this time last year, and the instructor remembered me, and I was like, yeah, I had a baby. It's been a year. Hey. But yeah, it was great. And like, I love that class. And I honestly love, I do hot bar, and I just like love the music and like the energy of a bunch of women in a room, like working out. And like,
it's like cardio focus, right?
It's like bar is like Pilates. And like, if I had to, yeah, it would be kind of like Pilates with like dance positions, but like, growing up doing ballet, like we do a lot of ballet things, but nobody in there are like ballerinas. So like,
yeah,
it's not like there's this expectation.
Right.
But because I did ballet, I'm like, oh, point my toes. You know what I mean? Like just.
Yeah.
Because I did ballet, I actually do it right.
Everything. Yeah. Unlike you. Thank you. It's
not the energy I'm trying to put out at all. I know it probably sounded like that.
Plié, ladies. I said plié, okay? Plié.
Do you even know what a rond de jambe is?
Do you actually like work out on a bar though? Like
the bar? Like it's like a ballet bar. And like a lot of it, okay, you're like holding onto the ballet bar. It's mostly just for like stability. And like when we do squats, like deep squats, we'll hold onto the bar so you can go deeper. But like a lot of it is done like on the yoga mat. And stuff. It's not all bar work, but if you've ever.
Do you ever toot when you're doing
I did not let out any toots. I was not sure how the pelvic floor was going to hold up. Well, I didn't smell it. I'm in a phase right now where if I did, I would know.
What are you eating? Okay, but did you feel good after you left the class?
I did. I felt so good. It was good. Yeah, and it was a hot class, so like you sweat a lot. And mm-hmm. that's what I was nervous about. Because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to feel coming out of a hot mm-hmm. class. But I loved doing hot like exercises like 2 years ago because it – or did I – no, I didn't do it last year then. Anyway, there was a winter when I was doing hot classes and it just felt so good when it was like 18 degrees outside and you go into this room that's heated to like 100 degrees and you're sweating and like there's the red light and like the red light gives you like – what is red light gives you? It gives you something that like the sun gives
like
you.
Like serotonin boost?
Something. Infrared? Is it for... It's for...
I don't know. Circulation? Maybe all of the above. It does something for you like mood wise. But that is great in the winter time when it's so dark and like dreary. So yeah, I just really like taking heated classes for that reason. And also, you just sweat so much.
I went to a brunch next to a hot yoga place, and people came out, and you know they were hot people, but also they all looked like they just like came out of a pool fully clothed.
That's the vibe for sure.
I'm like,
sounds a little bit like a nightmare to me. I'm not gonna lie. Like the infrared would be kind of cool.
Yeah,
but the 100 degree room, not so much. I would walk in, walk out.
It might be like 95. I don't know what the exact temperature is, but it is like, it's warm for sure.
In the end, it's all the same.
In the end, it's all in the end, it's all the same. So yeah, that felt really good. And that's really the only update that I have, honestly. Like, it was really nice. And wait, greenhouse update. I mentioned it briefly that I hired somebody to finish it for me. Because there was just some like mundane tasks that I was over it. So
yeah,
he's been doing a phenomenal job so far.
Yay.
Yes, such a good job. I'm so happy that I found him because not only is he doing a good job, he's just like a nice guy. So you just never know. Like, I've had not great luck with hiring men to do things for the greenhouse. Like, they've all been kind of like condescending, but he's been like very complimentary and like, no, this is an awesome build. Like, this is great, whatever. So I'm like,
that's so good.
Wait, he's really nice.
How much is left?
Well, okay, so he has finished the door framing because right before I had Nora, I had just painted the indoor trim, so I didn't get to put it up. So he finished the door trim, he put in the lock, he did the gutters. So like the building is like closed in now, so it's like technically airtight. So he's installing the heater this week, and then we just need to figure
out that damn heater.
Yeah, but the heater will be the easy part. Like, the thing that I'm nervous about is the ventilation fan, because it was given to me by somebody else, and it's been kind of like a project that we've had to figure out. We had to rewire it, and like I have to buy a new cover for it. Like, I don't know, it's just been a whole situation there. So I'm hoping that that's not going to give us too much trouble, but that's really the last of it. And then I literally can put stuff in it. As soon as I get the heat and ventilation in, I can move shit in. So
yay.
That is exciting.
We are there. Like, next week, possibly, I can move stuff in.
Ooh.
So,
and it's still kind of, isn't it still like 60s in Missouri right now? It's not like super cold yet, right?
Yeah, the weather's pretty nice. But you know what? I might wait until I'm back from visiting my family. To put stuff in it, because I don't really want to
keep an eye on it.
Yeah, exactly. I might put like I don't even want to put my cactus in it, because if things go bad and like Daniel has to bring them in, like that's a lot to bring back in. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I might just make sure that it stays the right temperature for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that will be coming at least in the new year. And I can confidently say by January, it will for sure be done.
Oh,
I know.
God.
I said that like two years ago.
But that is so exciting, because hey, we've all been on this journey with you, okay?
Yeah.
And we've been rooting for you. And I don't know. Rootin' and tootin'. That's very exciting.
Yeah. Maybe we can have a meetup here and then we can take our photos in the greenhouse.
Yes.
Of course. We need to like
100%.
I have thought about renting it out to photographers because that'd be kind of fun.
But. Yeah, that's a good idea. They wouldn't even have to come in your house. They just pull up in the driveway and be like,
"Yep, here's the lock code. Sesh. Go enjoy." Yeah, yeah. I've been thinking that's about doing that.
That's a great idea. Yeah, actually, and it's big enough. That's a big ass greenhouse. Like,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's been so long since I've seen it. Like, I kind of forgot what it looked like.
I haven't been in there in so long.
It went to the bastard child status. Now we need to get her front and center
the
again.
The queen. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just really excited to get out there. It'll be fun. It'll be a fun place to hang out this winter with the baby. Mm-hmm. Just go out there and hang out. Set her up in her little bouncer. I'll be out there doing stuff. She'll be out there doing stuff. I think it'll be great.
Oh. The content. I'm looking forward to it. Okay.
The content. I know.
All right.
The video where we move into the greenhouse is going to be epic. I'm just so excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Long time coming.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are going to get into today's episode topic, which is, what are we going to call this episode? We're going to call it, we're going to design your space with plants or something like that. Okay.
We're going to plantify your space.
She's a topic queen. Okay. So I'm going to just go through these DMs here and let's just get into it. Okay. So Olivia wrote in and said, I have a zero light living room and I so want to put my IKEA cabinet up there, but I know I will not water it because it's an upstairs space with no bathroom. Ooh, that's tough. I do have a large ficus underneath a grow light since it doesn't need water too often, but it makes me sad. Lack of water is such an obstacle. Okay.
I instantly have ideas.
Do you? Okay, let's hear them.
Oh, wait, was there a window in this space or no?
There's, it wasn't set. I'm assuming it's windowless because she said zero light.
Oh, okay.
Well, to solve the watering issue, the plantapotty is perfect. And if you can catch a restock, like that would probably be my number one.
They have not had any activity basically this entire year.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh. They announced like Plantapotty version 2 and then it's like they disappeared and I just don't know.
It's such a good concept.
Well, maybe you could DIY your own situation then.
Mm-hmm.
Like honestly, a bucket. Just hold the plant over the bucket. You know?
Yeah. A bucket and like a baking rack.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Put a towel down.
Or you can DM me and I can just send you mine because I have yet to I have it and I have not used it. I don't have a bucket.
Oh,
Nicole, giveaway idea.
Oh, okay. Maybe we'll do a plantapotty giveaway.
Well, you can do a giveaway,
or we can.
Okay,
that would be fun to do like a Christmas giveaway where we rally up our favorite stuff.
Oh yeah!
Ho ho ho!
Ho ho ho! Ooh, should we? Let's put a pin in that. Let's do that. It's fun.
Okay. I got my pen and paper.
It's fun.
Okay. Oh. But yeah, so that's my thought. And like the greenhouse cabinet, well, obviously you're going to put lights in it. But if your only hang up is the watering. Okay. Well, if you really want to put plants up there, then yeah, the bucket, baking tray, or a plantapotty or something like that But if you know yourself and you're like, I know I'm not going to water up there, then just don't do it. Like, it's just not worth, like, the plants. Because, yeah. Because
I'm thinking it's upstairs, she said. So we're already talking about lugging a 5 gallon bucket of water upstairs, right? That's what the Planet Potty fits, 5 gallon.
Yeah.
It
could just live.
But it's not usually full of water though.
But then you have to bring it back downstairs. There's no bathroom up there.
There's no bathroom. Yeah.
That makes it hard. Yeah. But if you're only watering the greenhouse cabinet, that's not that much. Like, I doubt that would fill up the bucket at all.
Actually, true. If it's just plants in your cabinet. Because the lighting issue can be solved by just getting grow lights, right? If you said that already, I'm sorry. I was writing down our idea on a piece of paper.
That's fine. Which, speaking of grow lights, have you guys seen Soltec's new bar grow lights, the Grove?
I have. Part of me wants to try them, but they're not very long. They're just like a foot long.
Well, I think that they're that size because they kind of made them for the greenhouse cabinets. That's my suspicion. I don't know that for sure, but that's my suspicion. Because
that would make sense.
Like, I love the mother grow lights. It'd be perfect length for the greenhouse cabinet, but they're black, and I don't know if that would look weird in my white cabinet. Like, that, for some reason, I don't want to do that. And the Grove ones are white.
Gotcha.
Or they come in white.
Yeah.
Okay. But
the thing is, like, all the plants I'm thinking that would be able to be sustained for a long time without water, like ZZ and Sansevieria. But you would have to then take that plant and move it downstairs to water it. And I feel like that's the problem that this person's having, is like, they just don't want to go through that.
Yeah, that's a lot. Oh, how cool would it be to have like a pulley system? Like an elevator down your stairs. That's cool.
Yes.
Well, I was thinking, I was like, how can she connect a hose and like... You know, downstairs bathroom and just 100-foot hose. You know, like one of those hoses that retracts when it doesn't have any water in it. And it's really lightweight.
Those are so
cool.
I
mean, but then where's the water going? You still need a porta potty. I mean, a plant-a-potty.
I need a porta potty.
There you go. Just get a porta potty.
Perfect.
Have a porta potty. Listen, if you want plants upstairs in that room, install a bathroom inside the room.
Yeah.
That's my
install
solution.
Install a drain. Yeah, I hope that was like semi-helpful, but you know your habits more than any of us. So like, yeah, plant-a-potty is going to be probably the best. Something like a plant-a-potty is going to be the best solution. But like, yeah, if you're putting like anthurium in your cabinet, like you're probably going to have to water it like every 5 days. Like that's a lot. So
yeah.
Slap a ZZ up there and just like whenever you're done watching TV and you have your water glass next to you and it's half full, just like dump it in the plant. There you go.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because they did say it was a living room space, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
An upstairs living room space. That sounds dreamy. Like a loft situation. I like that.
Yeah. That's what I'm picturing.
I like it.
But like, so there's three plants that I have that literally just live off of when I need to fill my water bottle up and I just like dump out the extra water. There is... I do that
with some of my plants too.
That looks like, you know, it's like purple and green.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That one. A Dracaena that looks like it's from Dr. Seuss. It's like skinny little stem and then like a big poofy, like almost ponytail palm type fronds.
Is that the Marginata?
And And my ZZ Raven.
Really?
Like those three plants just live off of like whenever we have water cups that had sat overnight and we're just like emptied out into the plant. And they're all doing fine.
There you go. I do that with I have a Diffenbachia and it's right outside my bedroom. So I just like, okay. No. It's like the ice cube and the orchid. That's what it's giving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. This is like fun. I like this.
Yeah, it's a little challenge, you know? Okay, so Lotte wrote in, L-O-T-T-E. I apologize if I'm saying your name wrong.
I think it's Lottie.
Oh, Lottie. Okay. All right. Well, Lottie says, this might be impossible. I have a bedroom without heating or AC. It can get to 40 degrees Fahrenheit in the winter and very humid, 77 or so in the summer. There's a big window on the north with a tree in front of it, so not much natural light. But I do have a small grow light above a shelf. In the summer, I have baby philodendrons and such on the shelf. In the winter, I need to move those downstairs because of the lower temperatures. I would love to keep plants there that can stay all year round. Fake plant, maybe? No cats or children, except for my inner child. I can totally put up a larger shelf, maybe more grow lights. Okay, and then they sent a video. But right off the jump...
Jesus, Daniel. You need to announce yourself. I was holding scissors.
I can't start laughing. I'm never going to stop coughing.
Jesus, Daniel, you need to announce yourself.
Weren't we just talking about this?
I just see like a shadow, and then he's just standing there with Nora. Oh my god. Sorry. I totally derailed. Sorry, Lottie.
That's okay.
I feel like the grow lights that I have, because I'm in a room where I have a lot of my propagations, put off a little bit of heat. Now, would it be enough to keep and be able to have plants in that room when it's 40 degrees Fahrenheit? Like, that's really cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's still above freezing, though.
It is still above freezing, but I just don't know of many plants that would just love to... It depends on how long it is, that temperature. Like, if it's just, like, a night,
yeah,
one night, like, a year, that's fine. But if it's, like, weeks at a time at that temperature, I don't know how many plants that would really do well with that.
Cacti would be fine if you wanted to do that, but then you'd need, you know, grow lights, like significant grow lights for that. But that's probably the only thing that I can think of. This sounds similar to my plant room, honestly, except I have windows, which honestly makes it colder. But I use a small greenhouse heater, like a little electric greenhouse heater, and it's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's a good idea to get like a heater for that room specifically. Mm-hmm. I was going to say heat mats. Like, I have a set of heat mats. And philodendron, yeah, you kind of have to worry about the foliage. We're not, like, just warming the roots. But I still think that, like, that could help. Like, if you have the grow lights, the heat mats, and a little heater on, like when the temperatures are that low. I'm going to assume that they're that low at night, mm-hmm, and in the daytime it's a little bit warmer because they did say that there's the full window there, but it's covered by a tree. But there has to be some kind of light coming in at least, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But those summer temps seem like they're perfection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like for any plant.
Humid and 77, that sounds great.
So even if it, since it doesn't get below freezing in there, like the plants that you put in there will probably go into a little bit of dormancy at that time of year. Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe it wouldn't, you know, part of me is like, buy a heartleaf philodendron, mm-hmm, a headracium, and just test it this winter. Yeah.
Yep.
You're probably not going to need to water it very often. Just give it a little splash of water and just see how it fares throughout the winter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty easy one.
And if you need a recommendation for a heat mat, we'll make sure we link it in our new Amazon storefront that I'm going to create soon. Because I really like mine. I have some pretty good ones. So, okay. Cool. Hope that helps. Okay. Let's see. Belle's Plant Blog says, oh my gosh, their profile picture is so cute. They say terrible insulation in my home. It's almost as cold as it is outside. How do I keep my plant babies warm? So this is kind of a same situation, I think. They didn't say that there's any windows or any like natural light, but it's more about the warmth. And again, I would just invest in a greenhouse heater. Becca, where did you get yours from? Wasn't it a gift from someone?
Yeah, someone sent it to me, which was very nice.
Yeah.
I think it was Janice, because I met her in Washington, D.C. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure she said, I sent Becca the greenhouse. I was like, you're the one that gave her the heater?
Yeah.
She was so sweet.
Because she was really so concerned sweet. About my plants. She's like, I'm going to send you this. So generous. But yeah, so we can link it. It's by Palm. I think it's the Palma greenhouse heater. It's really nice. I don't know if it's much different from a space heater, but I find that it works better than my space heaters. So, and it has like a, well, obviously it has a temperature gauge where you can tell it what you want it to be. But anyway, how about, so if you have windows and stuff, how about using that like window film? I've never used it, but
yes,
like, it works.
Yeah, that stuff helps keep the heat from escaping from your windows, because windows is a big, like, they can be a big energy suck if they're not like new.
It also helps from drafts. Like if you do have old windows, drafts will usually take a plant out if it's too cold, you know? So that's a good idea.
Yeah. That would be my suggestion to keep them warm.
Yeah. And I also would say, like, if you're going to go the greenhouse heater route, if you're going to want to do that, maybe find a specific room that you'd want your plants to be in, because a whole house kind of situation would be kind of difficult, but a smaller like bedroom office would be a little easier to keep that warm.
Where you can close the door.
Yeah.
Also, there's like kerosene heaters. I don't know what, I don't know exactly how those are powered. Is that gas? I don't really know. If you are going to close them into a room though, make sure you still open the door every once in a while for airflow. Mm-hmm. Or like if you can have a ceiling fan running on low in there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
I was also thinking if you have a ceiling fan, it generally is a light too. You could pop a grow light in there.
Also, Belle, where do you live? Because if it's almost as cold inside as is an outside, like how are you surviving?
Yeah, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's okay? I'm trying to see on their profile to see if it had like a location. New York, Connecticut area.
Oh, see, that's cold. That's very cold. That's
cold.
Yeah, that is chilly in the winter for sure. I think that the window film, though, like covering up your windows is going to, that's a start for you.
Oh my gosh, that makes such a difference in the Midwest when I used to use that.
Yeah, it really does. We used to use it in our basement all the time because it was literally like a 30 degree difference down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So hopefully that helps. We gave you some solutions, Belle. So good luck with that. And buy some really warm clothes this winter. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Lots of blankets.
Okay. So Nick wrote in and said, they're in a basement with barely any windows and a rental, so no holes in the walls. Okay. I did the DIY lamp project that Harley did, but I'm struggling without plants around my computer space. Also, a cat that's evil. Okay. So.
Yikes.
I don't know this DIY lamp thing. I don't watch Harley's channel, so I'm not sure what they're referring to with that. But I'm
me either. But I'm guessing it's probably just taking a lamp and putting a grow bulb in it.
That's what I'm thinking probably too.
That's my guess.
Yeah. So that's a good idea. I mean, I would put grow lights anywhere you can, really. Anywhere a light bulb will go, I would do that. The no holes in the walls, I'm assuming that you maybe wanted to hang some grow lights. So understandably, that probably can't happen, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe like command hooks?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They're strong
like command hooks. Like from the ceiling?
Yeah.
There are strong command hooks. We use command hooks for everything.
Also, my mom also has this grow light that is, I think it's called like a halo grow light. And you just like, well, you have to plug it in, but you can just like stick it into the pot. And it's just like a ring light for your plant. And her plant looks great. So it's like, I told her to get it because she wanted to put a plant on a shelf that had no light near it. And I was like, Mom, you can't do that. So yeah, she got that grow light and I think it has like a timer. Anyway, her plant looks great. So I wasn't sure how like effective those would be, but so far so good.
Yeah. Okay. There's that.
Yeah.
I do feel like a lot of these situations are going to be the same thing. Well, because they're kind of similar situations. It's more about it being dark and cold in a room. And adding heat and light sometimes isn't the easiest thing to do, but there are products out there that you can test out and see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're right. They're all going to be same. You know, if you have a cat, like if your cat's an asshole, like this person said.
I forgot about the cat thing.
Just kidding.
Maybe like a terrarium or like a closed terrarium type thing with like a little peperomia, something like, you know, the peperomia string of turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, a wardian case.
And then
case.
Just have a little glow light over it. Yeah, something like that to protect the plant.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish that someone would have been like, my sex dungeon needs more greenery and I'm trying to figure out what plant to hang on my sling.
We didn't do so NGL.
There's okay. not much light and it gets real cold.
That would have been amazing.
Will my black lights work as grow lights?
Oh God. Is that all? Because I do have one that I want us to talk about.
Yeah, I don't see any other ones here. So that's it.
So my friend Chrissy just got a new job. She has an office now.
Ooh.
And it's got a north-facing window. It's in central Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And the window's like decent size. And she wants to know what kind of plants to put in said office.
Okay.
No issues with watering and that kind of stuff.
Are there why can't I say this word? Fluorescent lights in this office?
There are fluorescent lights, yes.
Have you heard that plants can live off of fluorescent light as well?
Yeah, I had an interior office without windows, and I had a Brazil, a philodendron Brazil that was on my office, like living its best life under fluorescent lights.
I mean, I can see that. Those things are strong as shit. Like blinding almost.
Yeah, sometimes they are. I see, me personally, I feel like an aglaonema would be great because I had the red aglaonema on my desk that only was in a north window and fluorescent lighting, and it was thriving.
Mm-hmm. Aglaonema are great.
Yeah.
They're like such an unsung hero of the plant world. Like, they're the best. I think they're way better than Diffenbachia if I had to choose.
Yeah, aglaonema, Chinese evergreen, is the basically the same thing, right?
Your Chinese evergreens are just a common name.
Okay.
For the Diffenbachia, right?
For the aglaonema.
Oh, aglaonema.
The Diffenbachia has a common name that I have heard has like questionable roots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then I must have an aglaonema.
Is it kind of like lance shaped, skinnier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spotty.
Diffenbachia is more like
round
oval / round leaves.
Okay. Okay. That's the one I top up with water every morning.
Yeah. When your nugget ass melts and you're like, well, I can't eat this shit.
Can't eat this shit. this half a nugget. Who's going to eat half a nugget? A hard nugget. It's got to be soft and fresh.
Oh God, that's so weird.
Listen, those that know, okay?
What are some other good office plants for a north-facing window? Like maybe I'm thinking about something for structure, you know, something that's kind of tall, provides a little. I mean, the Jacina Janet Craig. Sometimes you can find those being very tall.
Which one is that?
I mean, it's akin to the corn plant, but it's a little more compact, a little more dainty.
Okay. I was going to suggest, well, I mean, this feels obvious, but the snake plant is great. I would love that situation. Oh, ponytail palm. Nah, ponytail palm kind of needs a lot more light.
You know, fuck it. Like, why not some cactus or some euphorbia?
No!
Why not?
They'll get all, like, elotated and look weird.
Do you think, though, even with a window, I know it's north facing, but like even with a window and fluorescent lighting, like let's just test it out.
I don't know.
Just do it.
I wouldn't hope.
Just do it, Chrissy.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect it to live pretty for very long.
I don't know about that either.
Sorry, Nicole.
I would say heartleaf philodendron is a good bet for like a nice little viney moment.
Yeah.
I would also say Sansevieria, aglaonema, and dracaenas all would do well with minimal light, which is what a north window in Illinois would provide you.
I mean, even Pothos would do fine.
Yeah.
Well, Chrissy, you'll have to send us a photo once you get it all set up.
Yeah, I keep asking her for pictures of her office. She's like, it's not even decorated. And I was like, okay, well, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, my love. Just you add a little pieces every once in a while. But plants are a must to just help your mental health. Because when I was in an office, listen, I needed the plants. I needed them.
Yeah.
They do help a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for this little episode. If you liked it, be sure to head over and give us a little review. 5 stars only, like we say. You can follow us on Instagram at Potted Together. And then you can also follow us individually. I'm at My Clean Leaves, Adam's at Not Dude, and Becca's at De La Plants. And then we also have 2 little pieces of merch. We have a little pin. And we have which is for our Brave Yet Controversial tier, but anybody can buy it. It's cute. And then we also have our spooky sticker, which people have been loving the spooky sticker.
Have they?
Yeah, we got another order today and I just, you know, it makes my heart happy because it could be spooky all year round, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my heart is spooky.
Yeah. Same. And that's about it, guys. We love you. We're going to have a gift guide coming soon. Hopefully before the end of the season, which we're nearing the end of the season.
How many more episodes do we have left?
Ooh. A few. I just think only a couple just because, you know, we take a break for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. If not two, it might be one.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We'll see. All right, guys. Love ya. See you later. Bye.
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 This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.